Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened?
I've got a belly full of white dog crap. And now you lay this shit on me?
Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. Two boys, one mic, living the stupid life on some other shit like stepbrothers. The poop is white. We do it right. Wait, we do it wrong. Whatever, just sing along to our stupid song. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. M.
Is the house haunted?
I'm Lord Humongous, and I approve this podcast.
I think that's... Yep, we're there.
Here we are. And we're back.
We're back. Episode 27. Enjoy it. That was it. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
Wrap it up.
All right, you know... We don't really have much to talk about, so.
Probably one of our better shows, I think.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up now.
I gotta listen to our yappers.
Okay, so let's take a look at the list. Where we been, Matt? Matt. Is that how I sound?
Just do that the whole time?
That could be great.
That could be.
Sarabamba. Sarabamba. You know what that is? That's the biggest nuclear bomb ever developed. It's the name of it. Sarabamba.
Sarabamba.
Sarabamba. It means really big bomb in Russian.
Sour bomb. It sounds like a hard candy.
I'm just destroying all Son of Sam's knowledge that he laid on me.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
That's some more Son of Sam knowledge. I'm looking back at
SOS.
This.
SOS.
Son of Sam.
SOS all day.
I think I told you, he described to me about the different nuclear weapons and what a nuclear winter really is.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, I'll tell you this much, it's not good.
No.
It's not good.
Yeah.
What do you think a nuclear winter is?
When some sort of, like, nuclear thing goes wrong and, like Chernobyl.
Okay. That's not it. But that's what I kind of thought it was.
Yeah. Okay.
But what it actually is... When the nuclear bombs hit the ground, they throw up so much dust, so much particulate into the air that eventually blocks the sun out, causing coldness, like winter, all the time, because the sun can't penetrate through.
Oh.
And everything gets really fucking cold and creepy.
Oh, so it's actually not like a metaphor then.
No, it's wintertime.
It's winter.
And it's nuclear.
Yeah.
Maybe we name this episode Nuclear Winter.
Well, I was saying, I'm pretty sure... If you go back in the Wu-Tang Chronicles and go back to Ghostface Killah's first solo album called Iron Man, there's a song on there called Winter Wars. I think that's where I first heard about it.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, you can probably, you know, get more knowledge on nuclear wars if you listen to Winter Wars.
Okay, well, I'll try that. I think Son of Sam was probably...
More particular, Capadonna's verse on Winter Wars.
Particulate or particular?
More particular.
All right.
There's quite a few verses on there, but you might want to check out Capadonna's in particular.
I know Belladonna. Is that the same thing?
In particularity.
Belladonna's a porn chick. I don't know Capadonna.
Oh, man, I bet her pussy's a winter war.
Oh, Fappadonna.
Oh, Fappadonna.
All right.
Fappadonna, we be fapping on her.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time. Do you want to jump right into talking about awful overriding the jukebox? I've told everybody about this, but I don't think there's anybody I haven't told about it.
Did you tell Bri today?
I told Bri, like, the next day.
Oh, really?
I, like, emailed everybody. I was so fucking impressed by it.
I've seen people do that before.
I've never seen anybody do that. I'm thinking it's a lot more of a big deal than it actually is.
Well... It was cool for the place that we were at.
To recap, we were at the Roadhouse Pub
Very high class.
Well, I don't think any place called the Roadhouse can be
very high end bar, like similar to like a Burton's.
Similar to like, oh god, I don't even know what it's similar to.
Not.
It's just really not good. It's not a good joint. It's a Roadhouse bar. That's what it is. So, yeah. But we're in there, and Awful, Mark Awful, we've talked about him several times in the past. He was in there as well. He drove, me and Matt were down the street eating at a different establishment, and Awful drove right by us to go play Golden Tee by himself, which is, that's tremendous in itself. I like that. And then from there, we're like, oh, well, if Awful's right around the corner, maybe we'll go see him. Popped over, went and saw him. And it's just, I don't know, how would you explain the clientele in there?
Oh, my God, just mustard tigers. Washed up tigers.
Brian, we talked about Tall Brian before. He described that place as a place where dreams go to die.
That's a good way to describe it.
That's perfect. So yeah. that's what the Roadhouse
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Everyone in there it's just like these washed up alcoholics, so that you just see it on their face, like no hope. A
lot of pills in there,
just lifeless, like zombies.
Yeah.
Like alcoholic zombies.
Yeah, that's us in 5 years. We do like it though.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
We do like it. So,
and ironically, they have like really good looking bartenders.
Yeah, which is very strange.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Awful almost pulled the trigger on some food, dog. Did you see that? I think he's eaten there before.
Oh, you never eaten there? I don't know if I want
to. I'm not eating there. No, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Yeah, how's that a good idea? Yeah,
and you know, like when you drink there, you drink out of a bottle.
Yeah, you do.
Go trust those lines. Go trust those taps. Ugh. Shit taps.
I don't even know. Do they have?
Those taps probably got like AIDS on it.
AIDS in the lines.
AIDS in the lines.
So,
AIDS in the lions?
On the Serengeti. That's different.
Okay. Okay.
So Awful is sitting there after he finishes up his Golden Tee game. We did a quick shot of chilled vodka. Quick cold boy.
Yeah, we did.
And Awful's just like, just one fluid motion. They got a jukebox in there, and the jukebox is just blasting Santana. And Awful, in one fluid motion, just grabs his phone and just says, you know what? I fucking hate Santana. And within 30 seconds, is it Torture?
Within 30 seconds, he put on,
Wu-Tang.
It was,
first album.
Wu-Tang first album, and the song was...
Torture, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was like the beginning skit, where they just talk about torturing you. Like,
well, that's the Method Man song.
And then it went right into, was it Method Man?
Yeah, it was.
And so, if you're familiar with that album, that little torture skit is about 2 minutes long.
It's uncomfortably long.
And that
environment is uncomfortably long.
And so when you just hear that, like, I think after that intro, I think the whole bar cleared out.
But it's a double-edged
stick it
thing.
Stick it in your ass slow, like,
I'll fucking the front door while he's saying, the front door is just whipping back and forth. There's people going right out the door.
Lay your nuts on the dresser. Just your nuts on the dresser. And bang them shits with a spike fucking bat.
Blah! Pow! Right out the door. There's three more people. Right out the fucking door. So yeah, Awful cleared the place. So by the time Method Man actually started doing his thing, the place was empty and it was just us. And we were laughing about that.
And it was weird
when,
like,
funny.
I know it was weird when, like, Method Man was like, where y'all going?
Yeah.
That's when I left.
Bunch of racist people. I think that was the bigger thing there. People were leaving because that was the first time. The Roadhouse has been there for probably 30, 40 years. I don't fucking know. But it's the first time raps ever been played in there.
I got a similar story to this. Actually, I was at the bar with Awful. This is O'Brien's and Lynn.
Okay.
Kind of right toward, like, right on the Saugus line. Like outer, on the outskirts of Lynn. Still shitty.
That's racist, but go ahead.
Yeah. So we're in there eating. It's like a Sunday, you know, same type of bar. Really, like okay. same right. type of divey.
That's a legit
environment and people.
A legit aggressive dive bar.
Yeah. This one's, it's right there with it.
Yeah.
And so there's this guy in there, white guy at the time, probably about 5 years older than us. And he's hammered. And so he couldn't put the money in the jukebox. Like, he couldn't do it. I was like, dude, I was over there. I was like, what do you want? Just tell me what you want. I'll put it in. Is there anything by Weezer? Like,
all right,
cool. That's fine.
I know, right? That's actually good. That's good. Good musical suggestions, and I know what happens next. I'm guessing. But
no, no. I put it in.
Is that what happened next?
No. Yeah, something like that. Whatever. So I put a few of those songs in, but then I put some Wu Tang on, and the guy got like he got angry.
Oh yeah.
He's like, he looks over. He's like, what is this? He was legitimately angry at the music.
You used his money to put your songs on?
I might have.
Yeah. That's tremendous.
But, yeah, so he had more of an outward response as opposed to the Roadhouse. It was more of just, all right, we're just going to leave.
BTK reaching out here. So BTK.
Yeah, just let him know that we'll probably be at Teresa's.
Boop.
Oh, so he's at Maggie's right now.
He's at Maggie's now. I left my, usually on Friday afternoons, if I get to the pub a little bit early, I'll bring my little notebook with me,
mm-hmm.
and maybe do a couple pesky little sketches, mm-hmm. and also, if so, just in case a customer calls, I can write down some notes. Mm-hmm. So I left my notebook at the bar on Friday night, which the ultimate irony is a serial killer named we'll just call him BTK, happens to have my notebook right now, and I was just complaining to somebody else I work with the other day about, what the fucking ass,
Sweetie,
fucking master DJ over here, fucking dick jockey.
Ah, YouTube.
Dick jockey.
Dick jockey. All right, yeah, keep going.
Professional dick jockey.
Professional dick jock.
So, oh no, yeah, that's actually great advice. Hey, what do you want to put on? Anything but Weezer.
I like this song, though.
I could do without it.
Well,
all right. Awful.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, I know the second I start talking to you.
Oh!
That's such a shit. This is the kind of
song,
once you don't like it anymore, you fucking hate it. Like, once you hear it, like, maybe 10 times, you're like, that's enough. Anything but Weezer. Hey, that's the name of the show.
No, that's what he wanted. He wanted Weezer.
Oh, he wanted Weezer. Oh, he's the worst. I thought he said anything but Weezer. What did he say? How about some Weezer?
Yeah. No, no, I said anything by Weezer.
Anything by Weezer. Anything but Weezer. Yeah. Anything but Weezer is the right.
Oh, so that's why you. Okay.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a visual. Stop looking at it. We need to stop looking at it.
I don't know.
So,
all right.
Where the fuck was I? What was I talking about? My notebook. I left my notebook out at the bar. But the ultimate irony about that fucking notebook, it has passwords and codes to every fucking Caterpillar thing in the world and everything my company related. You name it, it's in there. But the passwords change like every 20 days, so I got to write them down because I never remember. There's like 5 different ones. So that's all it takes to break down your security technological infrastructure.
And it doesn't help that BTK is like a tech guy.
I know. What one drunken Caterpillar rep waiting for a Zuba ride out front. That's it.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so he can hack the system. He's probably got a fucking a D8 dozer coming his way.
He's gonna show up in a D8 dozer.
Oh.
He's gonna roll the Teresa's in a bow bag.
He's gonna have a ripper on the back too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart penis.
Smart penis.
We got a lot of I think we got a lot of material for the lost and found section.
Smart penis. We just came up with that one last.
That was Friday.
Yeah. Oh, it was like a watch. Oh, yeah, this is what it was. So, no, you know, like those smart watches.
Yeah.
You can, like, track your whatever.
Yeah.
If you're a health nut, whatever you do with that.
Yeah.
We want a smart one that goes around, like, the base of your penis so it can, you know, it can maybe tally how many times you jerk off, maybe how many calories you lose when you fap.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what that was. You want to go from that? You want to go right into Baby Foxwoods?
Baby Foxwoods is where parents can bring their kids and bet on them through various events.
You think day one somebody bets their child at Baby Foxwoods? Like bets their child? Like, I'm out of money, but hey, I'll put my baby up. Putting up birth certificates instead of pink slips.
This would be like a, yeah, this would be a black market thing.
Okay.
No, I think
it's on an Indian.
We had one idea. We could put them in the octagon, put about five or six babies in an octagon, and we have their birth, you know, their birth certificates kind of like, you know, clip.
Audience, please pay attention to the background music here. This is another ad playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guidi's nailing it on the DJ end of things.
Dick jockey.
Another,
Dick jock.
With another Weezer song.
So they're in there. So all the kids that are in there, their birth certificates are clipped to the, clipped to the mat, and whoever, you know, whatever baby just even touches their own birth certificate wins. Boom. That was an example we came up with for Baby Foxwoods. So, various events like that.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of funny.
I didn't think it was funny then. I certainly don't think it's funny now.
Oh.
Dapper Dan had some issues with the Russians.
What?
He fucking hates the Russians. Awful needs a new hobby.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Awful needs a new hobby.
Would it be bad or good to get Awful involved in martial arts, like a jiu-jitsu boy?
It'd be a good idea.
I'd feel as though he would choke more people than he should. He was really good at jiu-jitsu.
Probably would.
I feel he'd probably choke all of us. We'd all like have to spend the rest of our lives in MMA gyms to protect ourselves from Awful, because he would go around. He'd be like, I can choke Bruno. Fucking jump like fucking spider monkey off the rafter. Whack!
Oh, especially if we... Well, because I think we're talking about throwing him on steroids, too.
We can do that.
Throw him on steroids and jiu-jitsu, then we get a problem.
Yeah. We got a problem with either one.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yeah, we can't get him too raged up.
Thai boxing Awful. Awful overrides the jukebox. Oh, we got a good idea getting on the fat pie kick, because we did hit the Onion before we hit the Roadhouse last week, and the pie came out smoking hot. Smoking hot. So we came up with a good idea.
Oh.
Cortisone injections in the roof of the mouth.
Yeah, so you don't burn the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. So just to numb the pain. So you're still technically going to burn the roof of your mouth, you just won't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Would you pay, when the pie comes out and you're hungry, would you pay $5 for a whack? Just so you could dive right into that pie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do that for other foods too.
Okay.
Like, for example, the jambalaya I ate last week was
jambalaya.
Very hot. I would have used one of those little quick shots for that.
What about a Sarabamba?
I can put that right in your backyard.
Huh. Weedy eats oysters and beats off.
What?
I have no idea. It's a lost and found.
I don't know about that.
Maybe it might have been. Maybe that was me in my own time just writing some stuff down. Maybe I was just jotting down.
Maybe that was your dream.
Could have been. Could have been.
Maybe you woke up and had to change your pants.
Matt needs to lower that T. Dots on top.
The oysters might raise the T, right?
That might have. I think the we got birds and turtles with BTK. Turtle is the star witness. I think I'm seeing a pattern here, Matt. I think we might need to cut back on the drink and a tip.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Crocus and Croci. Oh, that was, yeah. That was, I think, yeah, you were there for that. It was BTK grows out the crocuses, the flowers this time of year. So the arms and shit that are sticking out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You can cover those up a little bit. We're having hard times on this podcast here today.
Where it's just falling out the mouth.
Oh, Matt's never seen Silence of the Lambs. Medication commercials for Tiny Tapperitis.
Well, how about Tiny Tapper versus Tiny Trump? You texted me. You sounded. You were all up in arms about about this tiny Trump fad. That's
a good point. The tiny Trumps are, for the record, because this is an official record keeping kind of situation. The stupid cast.
There's no records down here. Yeah. Actually, there are, but
albums. There's so. My concern was the tiny Trump.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be like, oh, you guys got the idea for the tiny Taffer because of all the tiny Trumps.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's me hitting them across the face.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what
Fuck
I'm saying.
Fuck you!
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because the tiny Taffer came before the tiny Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Check the records.
Yeah.
Check the records.
Check the albums.
Go back in time. Listen to some old episodes.
Check an 8-track.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, we got it recorded.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're fine. But people are still going to think, oh, you guys get the idea for the tiny Taffers because of the tiny Trumps. We'll get some dickhead listeners, too. So
it will tiny minds who think that.
Yep. There you go.
Tiny minds.
Yep. Bring them to the options clinic.
What about the future cast?
I know. That's concerning.
That's concerning.
The local news that I watch, they have a future cast, which I think sounds remotely similar to the stupid cast, which really has nothing to do with anything. So I'm losing my momentum. I'm losing my ability to care right now.
Oh.
Is that terrible?
I don't know why. We should probably inform the listeners that we're not. This is the first time that we're not drinking.
That's a good point.
Cast. So boring.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, this fucking show sucks.
Hi, Bruno.
What were we thinking?
Did you go and work out to this morning?
You got any beers upstairs?
I got one. We can fight over it. It's actually yours. It's Amstel Light.
I think you probably officially claim those by now.
Yeah. Carmen's mom drank one the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, she likes her beers.
What else? What other beers does she like?
She's mostly like a cheap beer drinker, like a Coors Light.
Okay.
She's got a. She paces herself.
She does?
I got home, I was like, I know all the beers that are in my fridge.
Yeah.
I got home, I see one, and I was like, Carmen, you drink this? And she doesn't drink at all.
Yeah.
And the closest she came to drinking was yesterday. Went to the Yard House. She had, it was like a shrimp scampi, like pasta thing with like a vodka type of sauce.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
No. I'm saying that's as close as she gets to drinking.
What did you
have? I was like, who drank this? It's like, oh, my mom.
What did you have at the Yard House?
Me? I had some chicken tacos and I had two beers.
What kind of beers you have, Beth?
I had a Kronenbourg 1664.
Whoa, that's a British one that you've been talking about, right?
Well, I got in when I was in the UK, but I think it's a French beer.
Sounds,
I think it's from France.
It's German.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Kronenbourg. You keep talking, I'll look it up.
Pronouncing it right, but it's a good beer. It's a golden boy. And I had a 60-minute Dogfish Boy, which
I thought was good.
Yes, I'm a big fan of those. 90-minute, that's a little too high test. 60-minute, that's a good boy.
When you say too high test, what are they... ooh, look at you with the fucking... Strasbourg, France.
Yeah, there you
go. With Kronenbourg. Look at you.
Yeah. 1664. They sell them around here. Like in Packies. It's good. It's a good beer.
Compared to what?
I guess that's...
Heineken without the funk?
Kind of like a Heineken, but not as, Heineken has that distinct kind of...
What is that?
Potent taste.
I like
it's like a little bit less than that.
Okay.
It's nice.
I think I've had them before.
It's
like
golden boy.
A standard green monster taste.
Yeah, it's a green, it's a green bottle boy.
Green bottle boy, so.
It's pretty
good. Cronin boy.
I was hurting on, yesterday morning. We kind of had a lot of beers on Friday.
Yeah, we did.
And I was like... I've been sick all last week, so I was like, I shouldn't have gone out. And I was feeling a little bit better, but I did. Until the next morning,
I didn't do much yesterday. That's fine.
We just chilled out yesterday.
It's my down day. It's my down dog.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Is that your Down syndrome day?
Very, very close. Very downsy on Saturdays.
Underground Down syndrome day?
I'm just laying there in my tiny room, just fucking... Hooked up my Apple TV.
Small big room?
My little tiny room. My tiny taffer room. That's where I make my tiny taffers. My tiny room. That room is so small. I gotta like back in some. If I come in with like food or like a drink, I'm like, I don't. Where do I go? I'm gonna hit something. So small. TV's way too big. I watch a TV in anybody else's house now. I'm like, oh, TV's really small, huh? It's like, well, you know, I have a huge TV in a tiny room. The first few days of watching that, like, I know I damaged my eyes. Like, if I shut my eyes right now, I can see Netflix. Pretty good. What do you want to watch? I don't know.
Speaking of Netflix, new Dave Chappelle is just dropped.
I gotta take that down. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's just you get two stand-up specials. I killed them both last week.
Very good. I thought they were very good. I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure it's Dave Chappelle. I mean,
he's right along. It's Dave Chappelle. There's nothing different about him.
No skits. It's stand-up, right?
Yeah, it's stand-up.
I'll check that.
It's crass.
It's crap?
It's crass.
Crass. I like that.
Yeah. He comes with it. He brings it.
Yeah. So you just got the chicken tacos? Or you get me?
I got the chicken tacos. So you just got the chicken? No, I got chicken tacos, a little rice, a little beans. I must say, we were both blown away by their, we got chips and guac dip.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something they did to the guac was, they put a little like feta cheese on it in like a,
fucking hate cilantro.
It was fucking good though.
Heavy on the cilantro? Fucking hate cilantro. No. You like cilantro?
Too much of it.
Yeah, you keep cilantro.
Keep it?
Yeah, you can keep it. It's all yours.
You fucking have it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then, all right, so we're sitting, so they have like the half booth, so it's just like the booth. And so, like, a bunch of tables. So, we're, like, right next to people.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, no. It's kind of uncomfortable.
No.
We had the baby. She's just asleep, so that was cool. But the couple's sitting. So, I'm on the chair. Carmen's on the booth side with the baby. And the couple to my right, you know, the guy sitting next to me and his girlfriend is sitting on the booth side. And they're, like, young. And they're just, like, this girl was so fucking annoying. She kept like, babe. And then they got in like a little argument about like, she just moved into this new apartment and she like brought up like, you know.
All the dudes.
Why he hasn't moved in with her. Like, he doesn't want to move in with her. It was like really awkward for a minute.
Oh, I love it.
And he's like, it's just not right now. It's just, you know, maybe later. He's like, no.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any part of that.
Oh, should have high-fived him. Not said anything, just reached over nice.
This guy's just drinking his face off. He's got, like, what are those little, what is it called when you get, like, the little...
Flights.
The flights, yes. Yep. Yeah, the flights of beers. He's getting, like, all these fucking 90-minute high-test flights.
Whoa.
Before I leave, he's got, like, one of those yardstick beers.
Those are aggressive.
Those are absolutely like ridiculous looking.
They get you all banged up, and you got that big variable that's going to come back and splash in the face.
Yeah,
you're not careful with it.
You can just like lightly walk by and tip it over. you just want to tip it over so bad.
I know.
I just want to go bah.
But if it did tip, you'd got a little time because the fluid's in that stupid tube. Like, I don't know if it will come out, or I want to go back down towards the bottom. I'm stupid yard fluid. Ugh, should go there. But that place gets jamming.
It does. I've been to the bar once when it first opened. It's pricey though over there.
Dude, you talk about pricey. A fucking new Italian joint just opened up in
Victor's.
Victor.
Victor's? No.
Victor. Who's Victor?
I thought you were talking about. All right. So no on Route 1. You get off on 99 there. That little ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
That little ship over on the right's been abandoned.
Yep. You go by the dinosaur. It's a yeah.
Yeah. It's now Victor's Italian Cuisine.
I'm not going there. Why would I go there?
I don't know. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
It seemed like your pace.
There's a big orange dinosaur up front. I figured you'd love it.
He's the bouncer.
Yeah. Just a place in Danvers just opened up and, you know, called up. It's almost like a sub shop, but it's a restaurant.
Is it called Little Joey?
It's called Little Joey's. What is it called? The fucking Tuscan Finger or something
Tuscan.
Like that.
Tuscan finger up Little Joey?
The Tuscan fingers.
Tuscan finger Little Joey.
I get a fucking chicken palm. I get a salad. The wife gets a meal and a salad. Dude, six takeout. How much you think?
$30.
$65.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, and you know what?
It's crazy.
Not that good.
No.
Wasn't that good. $65. Come on.
It's fucking nuts.
Jesus Christ. I can take my best Red Boy to the Roadhouse, get him good and drunk for $60. Anytime. Any time of the day. Week, night, doesn't matter. $60. Everybody's fine.
That's Red Boy.
Take my best Red Boy. Well, my worst. Mm-hmm. Well, we got some more BTKs coming in. What do we got? So we need to leave Maggie's about 3:35.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep him updated. We'll keep BTK's probably listening to this live.
Yeah.
Fat Burns eating hot food too fast. Fat Burns,
yeah.
Fat Burns.
What was that? Eating?
Eating hot food too fast. That's kind of along the same lines of getting the cortisone ejection.
Oh, okay.
The roof of your mouth.
You can combine those. That's fine.
Any movies you watching, Matt? Anything? TV?
No, there's nothing. I finished watching Baskets.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Well, actually, no. Is this... No, it was a season finale, this past one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tremendous.
They're going to... Should do a spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it.
The rodeo?
Yeah.
It's going to be the Baskets rodeo.
That's tremendous.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like how they set that up for season 3.
I hope they actually do a season 3. They kind of left it there like, is it going to be season 3?
I would think so.
They kind of left it there like, that might be it.
Oh,
I kind of got that vibe. That might be it.
Maybe.
But I don't know anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
I injured my show dip at the gym a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. A little fucked up in there.
You chess boys today?
Yeah. Buffalo. No. Bench press Grand Prix on Sunday.
Is that what you call it?
Bench press Grand Prix. Grand Prix. A Buffalo Bench Boys. Big, beautiful bench Sunday.
I like texting both of you because I know where you are.
I know. I love when Mike G gets involved.
I was like, Brian, I was like, how's Bruno look? I was like, Bruno, how's Brian look?
I was going to snap a picture of him, but I'm like, yeah. You know, he's probably doing the same thing. He's trying to snap a picture of me without me seeing.
And like the picture I get from him is a picture of you taking a picture of him and vice versa.
And there's mirrors involved, so it just goes off forever.
It's like a Tim and Eric intro.
There's a dude who goes to that gym who is, you know, Cambodian, Laotian, whatever the fuck, but Filipino. I don't know.
You guys must look down on everyone there.
We kind of do.
You guys must have like a foot on everyone there.
Oh, you mean just height-wise or just...
Height-wise, yeah.
Like we feel as though we're better than...
Well, both.
Definitely both.
Figuratively and literally.
Definitely both.
Fig and lit.
Definitely both. But, the dude, you would think it was Genghis Khan walking in.
He's got
a big fucking frazzly black beard and a big frazzly head of hair. He's not that big of a guy. But he just goes and he just walks on the treadmill. He wears like a giant fur.
Did he come in
like a buffalo?
Did he come in on a skateboard and have a bat? Like he just raided a sporting goods store?
No. Well, you know what? Big Trouble in Little China.
No, Bill and Ted's.
Big Country in Little China?
Bill and Ted's when they go back in time to get all these historical figures for their oral presentation.
Bill and Ted's.
Remember when they go to the mall and the Genghis Khan runs havoc?
No.
He goes like the sporting goods store, he's got a skateboard.
That's a movie?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
You talking?
No, Bill and Ted's. No? You know Bill and Ted's?
Keanu. Young Keanu.
Keanu.
Yeah, I know it. I'm just pulling your fucking chain.
You're a chain puller. Chain puller. Maybe that's a new slang for a gay person.
Chain snatcher?
Chain snatcher. I'll snatch your chain.
Oh.
Well, you can't say snatch because that's pussy.
Grab.
That's vagina.
You'd be ripping it off, too.
Yeah. Put my snatch your chain and chain your snatch.
Oh.
What are we saying? What's wrong with us?
That's what happens when we don't drink. This is what happens when we don't drink. We might. This might be the earliest show ever.
The absurd.
It's fucking taken forever for this one to line up and be over.
Maybe we should just, you know, just dead air. Just we'll just look at the clock until it hits an hour. And just let the songs play.
Mardi Gras options, horizontal male / female split. What the fuck is, what are we writing down now? What is going on here?
What is that?
Mardi Gras options, horizontal male / female split.
Oh my god.
Free pizza garden.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about that already.
Yeah.
Free pizza got him.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Ken?
Yep. Ken the kidnap.
And you know what? We kind of dissed Ken. I think it was St.
I thought of
Day.
That, too. I thought of that, too. He bought me a beer, too. I felt bad afterwards. We rushed him.
Hey, guys. It's like really this like soft-spoken guy. Just super sweet.
He's the guy who got kidnapped by a killer out in front of a local joint. And he happened to sit down next to us. We started talking to him. We're all buddy-buddy with him.
Now he thinks he's part of the Corner Boy crew.
Sure, he can be if he wants. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, sir, and we'll get into that. But so we like to sit on the corner of the bar because we're just fucking assheads. That's what we like to do. So when the corner comes free, if it's taken, we run immediately over to it like a bunch of fucking stupid children, and we sit in the corner because that's what we like. And the bartender knows we like the corner, so she'll be like, "Guys, the corner's coming up." We'll be like, "Ooh, good!
Ooh, nice!"
So this guy came over. He was happy to see us. He had just got his car back and everything like that. Nice guy. He bought me a beer for trying to help him, even though I fucking couldn't help him at all. And the second the corner came available, we just got up and walked away from him and left him there by himself.
And then he, like, came over, and, like, we're all just talking. He's, like, hovering behind us, and we're like, you know, we're just shooting the shit. We didn't mean to ignore him. It's just when you get about six guys, we just cannot.
It's an aggressive corner when everybody starts talking and whatnot.
It's like two or three conversations going on, and we occasionally chime into each other's.
You know, it
chimers.
Chimers. Taffers. This makes sense, too, that my wife fucking hates that whole thing because too many people talking and everything like that. And I've been in situations like that where other people are drinking and I'm not drinking. And when people are doing that, it's just like, you're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. It's just fucking too much. It's just too much. It's too much. But if you're drinking and you're involved with it, it's different. Apparently it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Maybe we can talk about Jolly Tom the Roofie Rancher. His problem with paying his tab.
Problems with payments.
We gave him a little shit on Friday because he walked out on his tab again.
Oops.
A few days before that.
It's kind of gangster. He just puts his wine glass down and just moseys out. Yeah, he's like, hey, he doesn't say bye to anybody. He's just like, I'm done. And he leaves. And sometimes BTK has to pick up the tab. That's a fucking risky move.
I know.
Because now you owe BTK.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know.
You might. No. You can keep the money. Keep the money.
Get in the bus. We're going to go on a field trip.
I want your liver. I get the onions and the carrots and the celery, but I do want just a piece of the liver.
You think maybe BTK is something similar to that Italian meathead that you knew who they were growing livers or kidneys in the ocean?
Both the Italians.
Maybe BTK is a pool out back with various organs he keeps.
No, because this guy was talking about, that was Mikey the Tricep. He was talking about them actually growing. He was talking about them growing them in the ocean.
Yeah.
But BTK just kills people and needs a way to store them when he, so they're prepared when he eats them.
No, one thing I was saying is, you know, similar to like organ donors. You have on your license, you can sign up to be an organ donor if you die. Maybe Options could have something like that. The Options Clinic, you know, if you're going to die or...
You're an option donor.
You know, if you want to just cut off a limb and...
Yeah.
You're an option donor.
Yeah. We just came up with something. We should write it down. I'm not writing it down. Option donor.
Option donor.
What are you going to get for food?
Liver.
Okay. Liver and onions.
I am pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. This podcast is so lame.
It's a shitty cast. Might be the worst one ever. No drinky poo. No drinky pie. We'll never do this.
It would have been even better if we bowl smoked.
No, Jesus. No, that wouldn't. It would not be a good one. You'd have to totally.
Just be dead air.
Yeah. It'd be dead. One dead bowl. I'd be laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, we've only been off for a whole fucking month, and that's all we.
I know, right?
That's all we can muster up is a half an hour.
What? Well, you did the missing episode.
Right? I did. We didn't talk about that. That's true. The missing episode. Yeah.
You didn't listen to it.
It's so stupid. I called around. I called around on the missing episode.
Yeah.
Because you had been out the night before.
Where's my red hog?
And people were, the initial impression from people on that was pretty good. One person I didn't call was BTK, because where were you the night before? What did you do the night before? You went over Brian J's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when Justin was in town. I can talk about that.
I didn't call BTK on that particular one, and there's a reason why. Because he's the only one who probably actually knew where you were, like, at that point. So if I called him, like, hey, I can't find Greedy, he'd be like, oh, he's at home sleeping. I just saw him. So I'm not gonna.
Well, you know what? If you called LH, too, Lord Humongous, he would have known.
There was a reason why I couldn't call LH.
Yeah.
Because the megaphone's open.
Lord house. Humongous knows more about what I'm doing
than you do.
Than I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Naughty and nice. Yeah. Humongous claws. That was on the other day. I was watching it, of course. I just
got a whole sack full of, like, oil cans.
I'm gravely disappointed.
So good.
Love it.
I do love it.
Is that your favorite movie of all time?
No, Heat is, but that's probably a close. That's probably a top five.
Heat.
It's a gay porn.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your morning ass.
No, but that's cheap heat. That's different. That's an app. It's not a movie. No, Heat, the movie, which another movie you haven't seen, De Niro and Pacino bank robbery movie.
Yeah,
you've never seen Heat, right?
No.
That's.
Now I'm, like, purposely not going to see it because it makes you upset.
I don't... Hey. You do it. You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. You don't want to watch it? That's fine with
me. You don't want to be entertained.
That's fine with me.
Are you not entertained?
How about Gladiator? You see Gladiator?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh. Well, you never seen Airplane, which is that's disappointing.
Oh, it's a sin. It's a sin.
Airplane's
isn't it?
Airplane's a good one.
It's a fucking sin.
People get upset. That's all I'm saying.
I know people do, like, what?
That'd be the next Trump
tweet. I can't talk to you.
A Trump tweet. Guidi's never seen Airplane? Question mark. Not a good person.
Not a good person.
Not a good person. Yeah. Used to love his stuff. Not anymore.
Tom Brady. He's a great guy. Great guy. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Tom Brady?
Just doing my little Trump impersonation of when he talked about Tom Brady during Deflategate.
Oh, okay.
Good guy. Leave him alone. Come on. Leave him alone.
Stupid.
What else we got? Yeah, so
I called around.
Yeah, you called around.
Called around. Let's see. Everybody was really... I put everybody pretty much on their heels. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, he's supposed to be here. I get halfway through the show. I realize he's not here. You all right?
Still fighting that AIDS.
You're full blown.
Waiting for my meds to come in.
What are you getting for meds? Weed.
A lot of weed.
Yeah. Edibles.
Edibles.
Yeah, let's do some edibles.
Speaking of edibles, I got some edibles from Rikers.
Oh, really? What kind? Like, what
are like they? Little like hard candies.
Oh, okay.
You suck on them. You suck the THC out.
I mean, how powerful are they? How do you know until you're in them?
They were good. I mean, they weren't... Well, I mean, for Rikers, he was saying they were pretty powerful, so he was like, you know, watch yourself. He suggests I take a half of one, but I don't... I think he fails to remember how much I smoke.
Yeah, it's a variable.
My tolerance is a little high. Yeah, it was the day of the storm I took them. I took one,
And then I took the other one before I went out shoveling.
Went out shoveling. You fucking motherfucker.
I know, I did a little bit. I shoveled my driveway.
Do you have to shovel that driveway?
Yeah, they don't. They're not technically responsible for like the whole driveway. They do like the front kind of walkway area.
Yep.
Occasionally, like if you pull your car out and they're out there, you can be like, "Hey, come on, quick one, quick one." But actually, felt good shoveling with those edibles in me. Kind of loosened me up a little.
Really?
Bit. Yeah, felt good.
That's nice. That's interesting. Yeah.
I'd
just be afraid I'd take one and I'd just fucking start traveling through space and time. From what I hear, some of them could just be so fucking powerful, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I quote Rikers. He's like, I take one, I go to Neptune.
Oh, all right. See, well, there you go.
And, but you know what? That's awesome. If you don't need that much, then more power to you.
I don't want to go to Neptune, though.
I'm an asshole because I smoke too much. And I got to take more to get higher.
Yeah, I don't want
to get to the point I want to feel like.
The few times I've done stuff like that, I end up going like too far, and I'm like, "Oh, I hate this. I hate it. I want to come home. I want to go home." You know.
I did watch a, and I've seen things like this before, but it was like a medicinal marijuana thing on Netflix last night.
The Netflixy.
It was old though. It was from like 2011, but it showed like you know, weed's big business right now, and it could be for a window of time. Until Trump, which he already said, he wants to kind of, you know, he wants like the federal law to really kind of clamp down on.
Oh, really?
All these, all these different states.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But it was crazy. Like all these business people coming out, like investors. And
yeah.
Everyone just wants to, because it's big right now.
Yeah.
Is it like 30, like the average price for a pound in like a medicinal is like $3,500.
That much, huh?
Oh man, so much. Whew. Yeah, there's just so much money. This one dispensary, Harborside, I think it was in California, they grossed like $22 million.
Oh my god!
Last year.
Oh my god!
Just bananas. You know, it's like, I mean, just think before, like, right before Prohibition ended. For alcohol, you know, imagine all the people that got their hands in, like, the alcohol, like Anheuser-Busch and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know,
that's what it's kind of like.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll see what happens on the next few years.
I can't wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got Tim and Eric.
I still haven't watched that thing you sent me. I just watched it in the bar.
Oh, okay. Let's check it out. They're on tour this summer. They're coming. First stop on the tour is in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. Thinking I might want to go. I haven't seen them live.
Dude, I would totally go to that.
Yeah?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on. It'd be fun.
No, never.
That'd never. Be something I would. Mike G's seen him four times. He's like, you got to see him, bro. Got to see him, bro.
Mike G, Vanos Tree.
Vanos Tree, Mike G.
I couldn't get him on the phone. He had to work. When I was doing the call around, couldn't get him.
Well, he's a different time zone.
He's what?
How 3 hours? He's 3 hours.
California, right?
Is he 3 hours in Oregon? Front of us. He's 3 hours behind us.
Eugene, Oregon.
Oregon.
I showed you his LinkedIn photo, right? It's him in a suit. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. My picture's not better, but you know.
Handsome boy 2017.
Oh, he's got a little fucking flower in his suit. Looking fucking dapper. Ooh, little Onyx?
Onyx featuring Sean Price.
What?
What?
In this economy?
Yeah, we don't fucking care. This is this came out a few years ago.
That sounds very Onyx-ish.
Yeah. I got Onyx Back the Fuck Up and Wu-Tang Enter the 36 Chambers on the same day. Back in 93.
Got to be a tape, right?
On a
tape, yeah.
It was like beginning of the summer for me. I think I was finishing 7th grade or something like that. Maybe wrong. But I remember like, oh man, I got those two tapes. And it was like, those are the only two tapes I listened to for the whole summer.
Yeah.
I was like just stuck. When I first heard the 36 Chambers, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is so... It was like nothing I ever heard before.
Yeah.
As far as rap.
Yeah.
And anything else.
I was like, it's kind of scared of it.
I didn't catch that shit.
I was like, what is
way,
this?
Way later. Way later. So yeah. I started hanging out with Bri and you guys. I just never listened to it.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, though.
Yeah. I was more into the Onyx.
Yeah, I was big in Onyx.
I don't think I was ready for the Wu-Tang yet. It wasn't until maybe like after the summer I really started to bump it.
Yeah.
That Onyx, back the fuck up.
Camry.
Love that shit.
Nice.
Shifty, low down, gritty, and grimy.
Shifty. Yeah. A few of those guys have been
just me and Jack, the black vagina finder. Me and Jack, the black vagina finder.
Yeah.
There's a song called that. Yeah, that album was back. I've got to look back and see who produced those beats.
Yeah.
I think they had a guy on their team that, I forget. I got to look that up. But, yeah. Tapes. I think I got it at Strawberries.
What the fuck are you guys talking about? This has to be the worst fucking podcast I've ever heard in my whole life.
Jesus! Oh, you just creep in.
Well, somebody had to step in and save this fucking disaster.
Well, okay. Well, what do you got, Lord?
Anything but what you people are talking about. Why don't you two wrap the show up? Go to the bar.
You want to come with us?
Absolutely not. Why would I want to do that? Waste my time.
Oh, that's right. They don't have Foster's there. Oil cans. Is that what you drink, LH? That was an Australian movie, right?
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you want to talk about how your power went out a few weeks ago during the storm?
It did.
Maybe you didn't
7 or 8 hours.
You didn't get the memo, though. You didn't pay the...
I didn't pay the piper.
You didn't pay the tax. Oh, I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay. You notice all the other condominiums?
They were out.
No, they were on.
They were out.
They had enough. I gave them just enough juice. All right, why don't you guys wrap this up? This is... I can get loud, too. Perhaps you've heard my siren before. Get some.
Get some.
All right. That's about all I got. You got anything else to add?
I have plenty to add.
Oh, I think you were asking me a few weeks ago to sample...
What up, LH?
What's up, man?
I know, you get a better relationship with Bruno, that's cool. Whatever, man.
We went to the gym this morning. Me, Todd, Brian, Bruno, we did some bench press. I bent 3 bars there today.
What did you wear to the gym?
Well, my usual. Leather onesie with some chrome and stainless steel, whatnot.
Some hemp cloth covering the...
Yeah. I ran 72 miles. An hour.
It's impressive. He did. I'm not. I can vouch for him.
Fast boy. I mean, you look at him. He's
bent 3 bars, broke 2 treadmills.
Right.
Get some.
Yeah. He does. LH gets some.
I did want to. You asked me to sample Gangs of New York soundtrack. And.
Oh, Shimmy She Wobble.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one, huh?
That's a good one.
I got one sample that wasn't Shimmy She Wobble, but and it made me think of the siren noise on that thing.
What? As long as you have a flute and a snare drum, you should be fine.
That's pretty much all you need.
There it is. But
I hate to use the word, but that's pretty legit.
Aggressive too, isn't it?
Wouldn't call it aggressive. It's no shimmy, but it's legit.
This is when it can be annoying though, ready? Similar to the siren.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
I think we just made all the listeners' ears bleed with that.
That sucks, but you know, it is funny when it happens.
At least eerie to ears.
I chuckle a little bit when I do hear the siren.
Yeah.
But you know, it is also it shocks the shit out of you if you're in the zone, if you're in the payload.
Yeah.
So
hopefully right. We made a few of our listeners shit their pants with that.
That would not be hard to do.
Like me.
Boop.
Peace out.